Good morning and happy Monday to everyone. Lynn, you know, the census, the history of the census goes back to the Roman Empire, but the regularity of U.S. censuses is a bit of an innovation for our particular democracy. What's the first census you remember?
I certainly remember as a kid having the census taker come to my house, probably in the 50s is what I remember. I'm sure it was before that. I have to tell you, though, I love the census because when I did some research on my family, do you know that all the old census records are online?
That's amazing.
And you can go look stuff up and find out about your grandparents, where they lived, and it's cool stuff.
It's a huge data set, and it's about to get bigger. And you know, the census kind of sneaks up on you each decade without warning, kind of when you least expect it.
No place like your own backyard, that's for sure.
Hello?
Excuse me?
I've got a few questions for you.
Hey, watch the daffodils there, pal.
Sorry. What's your name?
Albert O'Malkovinoshevsky.
O'Malkovinoshevsky. All righty. Nice big place you've got here, Mr. O'Malkovinoshevsky. How many people live here?
Me, my wife, my kids, you know. Why are you asking this stuff?
And their ages, please?
My wife is 34. Okay. My oldest son is 17. Then we have an 11-year-old, my daughter 9, and a new 7-month-old baby girl.
Right. Girl 0.
Excuse me?
Your baby girl is a 0 now. You own this place or rent?
Hey, who are you?
Just call me Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3 of your constitution, fella. Now, any of the people staying with you, are they Asian Indian?
No.
Chinese?
No.
Filipino?
No.
How about Samoans?
Hey, look, what's this all about?
I need your phone number, please.
I'm not giving you my phone number.
You better, or you could lose representation, political power, you could lose the chance at billions of dollars in federal revenue.
I beg your pardon?
Almost done. Mr. Malkovinoshevsky. What kind of a name is that? Irish? Polish? Hispanic?
It's Samoan.
Really?
Right.
Hey, whoa. It is un-American to lie to me, pal.
Look, I'm about ready to call the police here.
Police? They'd give you the ticket. I'm Larry Cogswell, official census taker.
I am America.
You know, it is fun and irresistible to make fun of the census, but there's nothing more American. And here to talk about it, we welcome back Erwin Clare, team leader and senior partnership specialist for the Brooklyn Census Bureau, out there doing all the enumeration in some of the more challenging neighborhoods to actually do a census count in. Is that right, Erwin?
That is absolutely correct, Larry. And by the way, there's no Larry on our team, all right?
There's no Larry on your team. Okay, yeah. Don't call me Larry Cogsworth. He's a figment of my imagination. Also joining us is Sam Roberts, urban affairs correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Are you a pro census guy, Sam, or do you buy into this whole fear of government that the census stories are filled with this time around?
No, most of the people who are afraid of government benefit from the census. As you mentioned earlier, the census is used to dole out about $400 or $500 billion in federal assistance, Medicaid assistance based on income, population, to some extent enforces civil rights and anti-discrimination laws. And the most important thing, perhaps, is that the reapportionment of congressional and legislative districts, ultimately the Electoral College itself, is based on the population estimates of the U.S. Census. So it is very important to the way our democracy runs.
Originally, Sam, in the Constitution, it was really only about determining the representation, how many congressional districts. But it, as you've said, has evolved to basically determine the formulas for distribution of almost all federal revenue.
That's true. Under the Constitution, the census is taken every 10 years for reapportionment purposes to make sure that we adhere basically to the one man, one person, one vote dictum. A lot of other questions have been added on over the years to help us guide federal programs and federal policies. This year, though, the census form is only 10 questions long for everyone. In past years, there was usually a long form sent to some people. Most of the others got the short form. This year, it's 10 for everyone, because most of those other questions have been replaced by the annual American Community Survey, which gives a much more timely and accurate picture of who we are as a country.
We're getting too big to just do a census once every 10 years. Erwin Clare, senior specialist for the Brooklyn Census Bureau, what are you doing to try to convince people to maybe disclose more information and not slam their doors in your faces?
Well, basically, one of the things that the 2010 census has invested heavily in this time around is our partnership approach, where many people are employed representing the communities from whence they are to form relationships with community groups, community-based organizations, businesses, to help to supplement the process of getting to especially the hard-to-count region. We find that when we have persons from the community or of the community communicating the message, it helps to supplement the process as opposed to just having government employees like ourselves articulating the importance of census. So we have a strong relationship with the clergy, a strong relationship with community-based organizations and businesses as part of our outreach to the community.
And you've even teamed up with Steve Harvey, the comedian.
Well, Steve, the Steve Harvey Show is one such entity that the Census Bureau has partnered with. And just today as we speak, you know, he's broadcasting live from Crown Heights at one of our centers here. And there are several hundred people are out to hear him. And we're out, we'll be broadcasting the program this morning as well.
Right. And an effort all to try to counter this kind of fear that really came into our inbox last week from one of our listeners. Listen to this.
It's amazing. The Census Bureau is going to register probably about 25 million illegal aliens and undocumented workers. Therefore, the communities and towns and cities can get enough tax dollars that the federal government will dispense back to them so that they can support the illegal aliens.
Sam Roberts, how do you evaluate that level of cynicism from our listener Rick there?
Not only cynical, it's unconstitutional. The Constitution of the United States says the census counts all residents of the United States. It doesn't differentiate between immigrants and not legal or not all residents, and that's what the census is simply supposed to do.
Erwin Clare, do you find people who distinguish between undocumented immigrants and American citizens?
Yeah, without a doubt, especially in the areas that we cover here, it's largely an immigrant group. So they come with their cultures, maybe that they had a great distrust of governments from where they're from. Many are here who may be immigration challenged, may also be in homes where they are legal residents.
But it does say residents. It says in the Constitution residents, and that's the issue. Erwin Clare, thanks so much. Talking about the challenges there in Brooklyn, that's his territory, and Sam Roberts, urban affairs correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. What's at stake in the census on The Takeaway?